Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You know, I always tell all of the candidates for president that the best day they'll have will be the day before they announce. There isn't anything harder than running for president unless it's being in combat and being shot at with real bullets.
The next Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reacting to Jeb Bush campaigning to be the next president of the United States. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So how about it? What kind of chance do you give Jeb Bush? It is a long road, and certainly with his family history, he knows everything there is to know about the tough and often exhausting and exhaustingly frustrated road that you take once you begin the journey. So what happens now that Bush jumps into this thing and explores a 2016 bid? What does that do to the rest of the Republican field? Well, it shakes it up. It's like a game of Yahtzee. Only it's much more important than that. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, for example, who talked about a White House bid, said this: "I think I have a unique ability to deal with the threats we face at home and abroad and the challenges here, which is finally getting the government to work and dealing with a dangerous world." He said, stay tuned for his plans. So here's the thing. Once you have a Jeb Bush say, yeah, I'm exploring this, then all the others fall into line. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul was actually pretty okay with the news about the former governor's announcement. Here's what he said. He says, I think we're a big tent. We can use moderates, conservatives, libertarians. We need them all. He told reporters that I think the more the merrier, the public will determine whether Bush could win. Marco Rubio, through a spokesperson, said he has a lot of respect for Bush, thinks he'd make a formidable candidate, but that Bush's decision has no bearing on his own. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, didn't even really acknowledge that they could go at each other, face off, in other words, in the primary. Said, I think what Republicans want is someone who will stand up and lead, who'll take the great challenges of the day, who will make the case the path we're on isn't working, that the Obama economy is a disaster, that Obama care is a train wreck, that our constitutional rights are under assault, and that we need to restore America's leadership in the world. Any of those statements sound appealing? Anybody sound appealing to you? The Arizona Senator John McCain won't really say, but he has been meeting with Bush in and out for the last couple of months. Senator Rob Portman, considered a possible VP pick, said he's talked to Jeb Bush recently about a potential campaign. So maybe he is also shopping for his vice president. This isn't a surprise. I told you I had some inside knowledge that this was going to happen, and it doesn't take a brain surgeon to realize that Jeb Bush has been waiting for his chance to maybe strike out and run for president. So that's exactly what we're seeing play out here. What seemed inevitable, that Jeb Bush would want to jump into this in 2016. Sad news in the holiday season to tell you that 132 children were picked off like they were in a video game. That's the best way to say it. It's so sad. It's so awful. And this happened in Pakistan. A distraction was set off outside of a school. In other words, a timed bomb to distract the security from paying attention to gunmen flying over the wall, armed and ready to take out anyone they could. 10 school staff members and 3 soldiers were killed. 145 people altogether, but 132 were kids. Kids from 12 to 16 years old. 12 to 16. By the way, that number doesn't include the terrorists who attacked the school, bursting into an auditorium where a large number of kids were taking an exam and gunning down so many of them within minutes, just shooting indiscriminately. And that's where most of the damage was done. So the Pakistani Taliban said that they scaled the walls. They scaled the school's walls around 10 in the morning on a mission to kill the older students there. And that's what they did. So the troops eventually went to the complex room by room, and then they trapped the attackers to like 4 buildings. A few hours later, of course, as this is all unfolding, because it took that long, all of them, 7 of them, were dead. It doesn't help the parents bearing those small bodies, taking the caskets out, tiny caskets. Children dying in this way is unacceptable, but it is what we see in the quicksand of the Middle East, and sadly what we've seen even here in the United States. The place was called the Army Public School and Degree College, about 1,000 students and staff, most of them, pretty much for the most part, sons and daughters of the Army folks from around Peshawar. Happens late morning. A car explodes behind the school. Distractions. And then the next thing you know, it's too late. The gunmen are leaping over the wall, getting into the cafeteria, randomly firing everywhere they can. Kids diving and peeking out from underneath the bench. Going from room to room, anywhere to try to find safety. Just an awful, awful story. And revenge for the killing of tribesmen is what was said by the Taliban. But this is the deadliest thing they've seen since October of 2007. There you had 139 Pakistanis die, 250 were wounded. And this was in the middle of a procession for the exiled former Pakistani Prime Minister, Benazir Bhutto. I mean, talk about crossing a line, leaping over a line, deliberately killing innocent children. That is against Islamic principles. Come on. And this is the concern that the Taliban wants to take over, and they want to impose Sharia law. So now it's a complete nightmare for these parents, coffin after coffin after coffin, just being lined up. Ugh. So sad. We're glad you're locked and loaded, hooked in with us here on America Tonight. Remember, you can always attach yourselves to us by going to AmericaTonight.net. Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff is there, including what you missed if you missed a show. We're kicking it over to the other side. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, so we know a lot of you are coming down with the flu, or you're trying to avoid getting the flu. I completely understand that, especially with holiday parties going on, kiddos catching things at schools and all that kind of stuff. So in our virtual green room, about to step out with us, is Dr. Mark Carney, holistic medicine expert. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on the air with us. Appreciate it.
Very glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So before we get to that point where we panic and we, you know, this is flu season and we don't want to come down with the flu, first of all, my first question is, I'm seeing flu shots all over the place. Do you have to get a flu shot? Should we get a flu shot? How do you even feel about flu shots?
That is the number one question. And I definitely have some pros about taking the flu shot and cons. But it's really an individual decision, and I want to make sure everybody who is wondering about it is armed with the proper information. The CDC, about 10 days ago, came out with some information that they got it wrong this year. So it doesn't mean that it's ineffective. It's just it's not as effective, but it can still shorten the duration of the illness and decrease the severity. Plenty of people don't want to get the shot, though, and so there's a lot of other things a person can do.
Okay, so tell us some of the things that we can do that can help us fend off a flu possibility.
Excellent. So dodging the flu naturally, and I hope that this information, forgive the pun, goes viral. So there's about four things that are really fundamental, and one is vitamin D. Another would be the good bacteria called probiotic. A third thing would be antiviral herbs. And the fourth thing is finding ways to really hone in and tone down the stress in our lives.
Oh.
We can go into more details if you'd like.
Yeah, let's go into some more detail. So, like, when you talk about probiotics, there's some confusion with that. What are some things to look for? What are the right kind of probiotics to get?
Excellent question. The probiotic industry is starting to come more and more into the limelight. And so there's a lot of different strains, and these are the good bacteria that live in our digestive tract. They're supposed to be there. If we have antibiotic therapy for an infection, it's very likely that the antibiotics can lessen the numbers of these good bacteria. And we need these bacteria, these good ones, for our immune system. So you want to look for something. I generally look for something that needs to be refrigerated. So if you're getting it in a health food store or whatnot, then check in the refrigerator as opposed to just on the shelf. The two main strains that are the safest and the most studied are the lactobacilli and mm-hmm. the bifidobacterium. And so some of these are in cultured foods, things like yogurt, sauerkraut, kimchi, and whatnot. There's even cottage cheese that has these live cultures. And that's what you want to look for, is live cultures. So you can get it in food or you can get it as a nutritional supplement.
I like that. All right, so that's a good thing. I didn't realize that was sauerkraut. So sauerkraut, just like as you were saying, yogurt, just as good, equally as good.
Yeah, and it depends on the quantities, too. So in the food sources usually don't have as high a quantity as what you would get in a capsule of a supplement.
All right, so look for that too. Also too, sometimes you could take these antiviral properties, if you want to call them that, you can take them as teas. I know I've done that. That works well for a lot of people, right?
Oh, I can remember the first time I had echinacea tea.
Mm.
And it was so wonderful. It had this honey in it. It tasted so sweet. And I could see like the steam coming off of the mug. And I took it. I was feeling really sick. This was years and years ago before I even went into my profession. And almost instantly it knocked out. I felt like I was coming down with something. And almost right away I could feel something happening inside of me. And it took care of it. So echinacea is a really common one, a lovely tea. There's plenty more. Things like elderberry, which is great for kids. It comes in a syrup. It's very sweet. And it has tremendous antiviral properties. And then garlic. Some of these things we cook with, and you can just take garlic as long as your body tolerates it and eat it raw, but not straight up, because that would be too harsh. It could burn the mucosa of your mouth. So kind of crushing it and then adding it to food that was already cooked and then eating the raw garlic is really strong antiviral property.
Yeah. I like that. And, of course, stress is a big deal. So what do you recommend for stress? What can we do? That's a tough thing to knock out of our lives.
And what a, like, terrible joke that the very time that the flu season is here is also the holiday season. And so we're under a lot of extra stress. I mean, I think we'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who is without stress. So the thing is, stress causes our body to release a hormone called cortisol, and cortisol will lower, to a small extent, but it can lower our immune system's ability to function properly. So it's really common sense things that we can do to increase our coping mechanisms with stress. Things like laughter. And I don't know about you, but I like going on YouTube and finding some of my favorite comedians and just watching clips of them. Meditation, very light exercise, over-exercise would increase the stress response. But a proper amount of exercise can help us cope and deal better with stress. And then journaling is just something so easy to do. Not everybody's a journaler, but even if you just write a few sentences, that seems to really lessen the stress response.
Yeah, great suggestions. I love those suggestions. Because whatever's rattling around in your head that you have to run around, mail packages, grab food, do whatever it is, you just kind of get it all out on paper, and you sort of feel better by that. If you could combine all three of those, it'd be really, really good. The other thing I think I find, and you would be able to flesh this out even better than me, because this happened to me once when I wasn't getting much vitamin D. I felt really weak. Vitamin D is important, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Vitamin C. So this is something fascinating about vitamin C. Our bodies could almost synthesize vitamin C, but they're missing one step, one enzyme. And without that, we can't make vitamin C. But all other mammals, dogs and cats and dolphins, everything can make vitamin C on its own. There is one other mammal, however, that like us, can't make vitamin C, and that's guinea pigs.
Wow.
And so if a dog has a viral infection, you were to draw blood, its vitamin C levels in the blood would be through the roof. But we get a viral infection, and we don't have vitamin C in our blood. So we have to get it through food or through supplementing it. And Linus Pauling did a tremendous amount of vitamin C research. He was the first person to get 2 Nobel Prizes, and he showed that you can again shorten the duration of an illness, of a viral illness, and decrease its severity if you take vitamin C. But we all have a limit of how much we can absorb in one swallow, but also how much we can absorb in about a 24-hour period of time. And too much vitamin C can lead to diarrhea, so you got to be cautious about that.
Vitamin C is good. Isn't it good for collagen, too, Dr. Carney? Someone
Absolutely.
Told me that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. The connective tissue, I mean, vitamin C has many functions that are important. So food sources, a lot of people think right away oranges or orange juice, but a kiwi has more vitamin C than an orange does.
Mm.
And bell peppers and broccoli and other things have a lot of vitamin C.
Wow, something to remember. And then not confusing the letters, but vitamin D, too. That's the other big thing, C and D.
So I think you saved the best for last. I had a patient in this afternoon, and she felt like she was coming down with the flu. And, in fact, she had called to cancel, and my staff was instructed, no, come in, it's even more important. So we have this rare opportunity where we could derail the process by taking vitamin D right off the bat. But it's important to test somebody's blood levels and make sure that you're not overdoing it, because it is a fat-soluble vitamin. It can store and become too high amounts in the body. It's the sunlight vitamin. We get it from the sunshine. But when the sun isn't shining, we can still get it from nutritional supplements or food sources, most of which people aren't going to eat, things like liver and other organ meats.
Right, so that's great advice. I think we summed it all up. Dr. Mark Carney, great stuff. He's got an acupuncturing business, acupuncturist, and he is also a pretty well-known, renowned doctor, really, in Denver, one of my favorite cities, Denver, Colorado. Is it chilly there?
It is. I have my jacket on right now. Underneath that is another jacket. But we love it here because it's usually not too bad. It's the best-kept secret.
It is a great secret. Happy holidays, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, and happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lock sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rudolph, Rudolph, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Who doesn't love Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer? I can't sing. I'm not even going to try to sing. But I love Rudolph. I do. I watch it every single year. Who knows how many times I've watched it over the years. Happy 50th birthday. Yes, indeed. Can you believe the red-nosed reindeer is that old? So thrilled to welcome to the show Rick Goldschmidt from Rankin Bass. He's a historian, biographer, and many more things, I'm sure. But we're lucky enough to have him on the show with us this time around. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hey, Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you too. So 50 years of Rudolph. What? Give us a little background on Rudolph. How did this, pretend nobody really knows the story, because I know some people know little bits and pieces, but how did Rudolph come about?
Well, Robert L. May wrote the storybook for Montgomery Ward's in the 40s, I believe. And actually, he came from the area that I live in. I'm near Chicago. I think he came from Evanston, Illinois. And he wrote this little storybook, which basically started the character of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And the only thing in the story that was really used in the television special was the fact that the other reindeer wouldn't let him play reindeer games. And they put that in the special where he's learning to fly with the coach, Comet, teaching him how to fly. So then May's brother-in-law, Johnny Marks, wrote the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the late 40s. and it became a big hit. But again, it didn't really further the character all that much more. It made him popular, but there wasn't much of a story. And that's where Arthur Rankin came in. And Johnny Marks was his neighbor in New York. They had brownstones next to each other, and he would see them at social gatherings. And he said, let's do a TV special. And Johnny Marks did not want to do the TV special because he was making money from the song, and all the big recording artists were recording it. And he felt like it would be overexposure on television. But he gave in because Arthur was a very persistent guy. He made things happen, and he convinced them, and he had them write more songs for the special, like Holly Jolly Christmas, which became a big hit for Burl Ives. But most importantly, he got Romeo Muller Jr. to write the story, and he wrote in all the characters that we love. Sam the Snowman, Bumble, the Island of Misfit Toys, Hermie the Elf, all of these great characters, and created really the story that's been on television for more than, well, 50 years.
Yeah, what a credit to them, and hearing that backstory, that this lives on. It doesn't matter, you know, talk about millennials or older or younger or, you know, kids who are learning to talk. There is something about this story that's timeless, and a lot, you know, there are other classics, but this one really, really stands out. Do you think they knew they had this kind of a hit once it had aired a couple of times?
Well, they knew it because the phone started ringing off the hook, and it opened a lot of doors for Arthur Rankin and Jules Bass. But at first, they thought it would only air 2 to 3 years to advertise the General Electric housewares. In fact, Rankin Bass did the commercials, too, for the broadcast, so the entire 1 hour was Rankin Bass production, stop motion, animagic, which was done in Japan. The reason that the story is so satisfying and people can watch it over and over and over again is Romeo Muller wrote misfits. He wrote characters that don't fit in the world, like Hermie and Rudolph and the Bumble, but they do find a way to fit in. And by the end of the story, everybody fits in, even the Bumble, who's a Christmas tree decorator. And it's more satisfying to have that kind of a happy ending, and so many people identify with that, that it just keeps living on and on and on. So he was smart in the way that he wrote the story. It wasn't just something for kids, you know, six-year-olds.
It right.
was something that adults and grandparents could enjoy, too.
Did, you know, for Burl Ives, he was known, but this also set him up, too, didn't it? Because he was so identified with that booming voice.
Yeah, Burl Ives wrote the foreword to my first book, The Enchanted World of Rankin Bass. And he told me that, you know, he won the Academy Award for The Big Country and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Stewardesses on planes he would take would recognize him as Sam the Snowman. So that says a lot for the power of television and the power of that special. They really brought personality to stop motion animation that was never seen before or since. Tonight they aired an Elf musical special, and I know the guys who did the animation, and I know that they were trying to do something that was like the Rankin Bass specials, but it just didn't have the same personality and warmth that Arthur Rankin and Jules Bass were able to put into Rudolph and Santa Claus is Coming to Town and The Little Drummer Boy, all of their specials, there was a magic that people find hard to capture that in modern entertainment. They just don't understand what made it click.
Yeah. You know, as for someone like you, where your background is in illustration and some of the cool things you've been able to do, some of the freelance projects you started out doing and whatnot, what's it like for you to be, you know, the historian biographer of Rankin Bass? That's pretty cool.
I love it. For a lot of reasons. The people that love Rankin Bass are cool people for the most part. So I've made a lot of good contacts and friends through the association I have with this stuff. And then it's also great to know that the guys who created the stuff were cool people, like Arthur Rankin, and Jack Davis and Paul Coker Jr., Maury Laws did the music. These guys, I love these guys. And I want to talk about them, and I want to get the word out that these are the guys who deserve the credit for things like Rudolph being on 50 years. Some of the companies that own the specials and own the licensing and own all that stuff, they try to strip away the name recognition, the Rankin Bass moniker. And that's wrong, because it never would have lasted 50 years without the writing of Romeo Muller or the music of Maury Laws or the drive of Arthur Rankin. You know, that's really important, I feel, and that's kind of my goal in doing all this, is giving credit to the people that made it happen.
Yeah. What was it like for you to spend time with Arthur Rankin?
Arthur was, I consider him like almost a second father to me. That's the relationship we had. I wouldn't see him a lot, but we would talk on the phone a lot, and he understood me and I understood him, and it was just a close friendship. And I went to Bermuda for what would have been his 90th birthday party, and spoke at the memorial.
Mm.
Got to meet all of his closest friends from Bermuda and New York and his family, and really found out everything I thought about Arthur over the years was true. You know, people loved him. And they understood him, and he helped them, and he helped me, and he was just a good guy. And
yeah,
he deserves all the accolades that go with these productions he did. And doing as many productions as he did, his family had to suffer a little bit, I would imagine, because, you know, as busy as he was, he couldn't do much else than work. So I kind of got the full picture of his life, and it's an interesting one. You know, it's kind of like Citizen Kane, you know?
Yeah.
He was an important person in the world of entertainment, and when he passed away, they really should have talked about him a lot more than they did. It barely even made, you know, the newspapers, and here's a guy who's touched lives of millions of people. You know, even if Rudolph was the only thing he ever did in his life, that's important. But he did so much more. He did The Hobbit, that won a Peabody. He did The Little Drummer Boy, you know, created the Heat Miser, Snow Miser. The list goes on and on and on. Thundercats.
Mm.
It's like this guy really did a lot with his life, and I'm really the one who keeps shouting it out to the world that, you know, he's important. He's like Walt Disney and Hanna and Barbera, and, you know, there's a select handful of people that did as much as he did.
Yeah. Oh, I so agree with you, and we're going to keep shouting it out for you. Rick Goldschmidt, take care of your voice. We thank you for coming on 50 Years of Rudolph. It's awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I bet you're busy getting ready for the holidays. Happy Hanukkah to everybody celebrating Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas coming up to the rest of you celebrating Christmas and Kwanzaa and anything else that you're celebrating. So let's go to the mailbag. You know why? Because it's overflowing once again. It's like a mail truck that you start to see the back of it sag. I actually saw that today because there was so much mail to be delivered. And maybe the air in the back tires were low, but you could see the back end of it actually go down. So let's take our first one as we run to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Paul, listening to us in Austin, Texas. Hey, Kate, been listening to you for a while now. I don't know if you saw what happened in Pakistan, how terrible. 130-some kids killed. Why would that be? Why would this Taliban come up the way they did and murder those kids? Sickening and oh, so, so sad. Can you imagine what that would be like to get those phone calls for the parents there. What is it that they're looking for? I think that's the big question I've seen people ask in the little bits and pieces that I've read since then. Do you think this is just another mad thing happening in the Middle East? Oh, absolutely. I think it's another crazy thing that's happened in the Middle East. It's horrifying. It's sad. It's beyond belief sickening as you have men with guns really stalking the school, shooting kids as they're hiding under benches, and then booby trapping buildings. They had, you know, homemade explosives. And why? To, of course, get the intended result. People say this is unbelievable. This is outrageous. And, you know, the Pakistan Taliban, they've pushed against their government for a long time. They're trying to throw them out. And they're trying to bring back, and here's the key thing in this. What do they want? They want Sharia law. I mean, that's what they want. They want Sharia law. And supposedly, on some of these websites, it was because of revenge for the killing of hundreds of tribesmen and their kids during a recent attack by the Pakistani military. So that's what they're saying. Hey, you take some of ours, we're taking some of yours. But there's no question that they want Sharia law, so that's part of it. But that's just absolutely, I mean, that's unbelievable, sickening. And children are the innocents, and I don't care what country they're from. This should not happen. But should not happen, and the reality and what does happen, two very different things. Okay, how about this one from Craig, who says, Kate, first-timer, yada yada, you know how that goes. Here's the deal. I've heard you talk about Bill Cosby. Now his daughter is defending her father. And I guess when you're the daughter or the wife, of course you're going to do that. And plus, you see him in a different light, and you don't see any of the things that seem unreal to you that have been coming out. But I agree with you. You made a statement that you just find it hard to believe there would be that many people from that many different eras that have nothing to gain, that are coming out and telling stories that have little bit of similarities to them, but are also different in other senses. It seems as though this thing with Cosby is all about using drugs to date rape or attack some of these women. And it is allegations, but they're terrible allegations. They're terrible details mixed into all of these assaults with these women. So what do you make of the daughter and the mother? Well, I think just what you said. I mean, you're the daughter. This isn't what you see. You have a great dad, his loving dad, this superhero guy. And her name is Evan, and she's just been posting things on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, saying that my father's father, you thought you knew, the Cosby Show, was my family, and that was my reality. And saying that, talking about the, you know, questioning the accusers and that kind of thing, how they can't remember. They can't, you know, they got drugged, but they can remember these details and that kind of stuff. And, you know, so I would say that, it's a daughter. It's a daughter and a wife. I mean, this is terrible. I mean, it's terrible all the amount that have come out. And so actually Bill Cosby, to update this a little bit, hasn't said very much. He told a freelance New York Post reporter that he appreciates his wife's strength. He offered some kind of expectations on how the media should cover, you know, the story, that kind of thing. And this isn't going away anytime soon. It's just not going away. Here's one from Ralph. I love the name Ralph. I used to work with a guy when I worked in Kearney, Nebraska, named Ralph. I can't think of his last name, and he's a weather guy. He's a pretty well-known weather guy. Anyway, Ralph says, Kate, I can't believe how many trees I've seen at these different tree farms where I went to finally get a tree for my family. I went with my daughter. That it seems as though, and maybe it's just me, are more trees being cut down? Are more or less people getting trees? Are people opting for artificial trees? What do you think it is? Well, it seems like every year I do this poll on my show. Real or fake? Which do you want? Real or fake tree? And I like I mean, I have so many friends that have fake trees and they're nice, but I like real trees because I like that whole tradition of going and picking out the tree. And so I don't know, maybe it is easier and people don't like, you know, they don't like to have to clean up after the trees and it's a hassle or whatever excuse, and they have a good artificial tree. I mean, hey, listeners, what do you think? Artificial or real? I'm saying, for me, it's always been real. I guess it's probably cheaper, too, if you keep an artificial tree and you can pull it out after how many years until finally it's, you know, hit the bricks. But it absolutely, it would probably be cheaper in the long run. It might be, for some people, it might be a financial decision. Here's one from Wendy, who says, Kate, don't you have a dog name? I love these holiday questions. Don't you have a dog name Mahalo? I had to look up what Mahalo meant. I didn't even realize it was Hawaiian. And I wondered if you walk your dog every day. It seems like it would be tough with your night schedule. Well, this is an interesting question. Yes, I walk Mahalo every day that I can. If I can't do it, I can't. But, of course, I try to do that every day because it's exercise for me. And he's a big retriever. So, you know, with bigger dogs, they need to get, they need to have their walk. They get restless. They need to be out there and they need to exercise. So I guess that answers that question. I thought it was going to be something else about Mahalo. I wasn't sure. All right, how about this one from Rick C. in Philly? I've heard you mention you're from South Jersey, Philly area, Kate. And I know you were talking about the guy they were looking for in Philly that shot his ex-wife and his former in-laws. And they found his body. What a chicken, because it would have been nice to have him in custody and to see him tried and fried, if you know what I mean. Well, this story is just, it's just an awful story. I have no adjectives to describe it. So his name's Bradley Stone. He's a former Marine Reserve guy, and he took off on Monday after he really shook up the world in certainly in North Philly when he killed his ex-wife and her mother and family members. These were ex-in-laws, including a 14-year-old girl, which would be his niece, his niece from marriage. And I guess they found his body finally in the woods about a half mile from his home in Pennsburg is the name of the place, Montgomery County. How long he had been there and all that kind of stuff. You know, they're doing a autopsy, but he died from what they are already saying, self-inflicted cutting wounds in the center of his body. So he was obviously disturbed, but boy, killing those people is just, remember that, how many people are connected to them, and he leaves two daughters behind, so he kills himself, he kills his ex-wife, all of those relatives, and those two young girls, like I think they're teenagers, are left with the big why question. You know, how did this happen? Why did this happen? And that's just, boy, it's just a terrible, terrible thing. Like I said, there are no words to come up with this. What happened with the suspected mass murderer? What was going on there? And maybe they'll unravel this mystery, because I think it's important, if you can find the clues to the why, to shed some light on what's going on in someone's mind where that happens. And especially friends are all saying they can't believe it. They don't understand. They saw nothing, heard nothing vicious or nasty or any of that that would have made any sense. All right, remember, you too can send me your thoughts. The mailbag, americatonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.